Pete Buttigieg visits East Palestine as his press secretary refuses to answer questions on camera. By Hannah Blow on February 23, 2023. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg visited East Palestine, Ohio. On Thursday, nearly 3 weeks after the fiery train derailment and subsequent release of toxic chemicals. But his press secretary refused to answer key questions from reporters because of the presence of cameras. This morning I'm in East Palestine, Ohio, to see the site of the Norfolk Southern derailment, hear updates from investigators, and meet first responders. USTAT will continue its work to ensure safety and accountability. Buttigieg posted to social media mere days after refusing to tell the media when, exactly, he planned to visit the affected area. But yes, when the time is right, I do plan to visit East Palestine. I don't have a date for you right now, he said this week. However, the transportation secretary appeared to quickly set a date after former President Donald Trump visited the area ahead of both Buttigieg and President Biden, delivering truckloads of water to residents and buying first responders McDonald's. Watch, Donald Trump hangs with Americans at East Palestine McDonald's. We're like a third world nation, and this is an example of it, the breakdown. Our whole country is breaking down, Trump said during Wednesday's stop in East Palestine, adding that Buttigieg should have been there a long time ago. Watch, Donald Trump, Buttigieg should have been in East Palestine a long time ago. Trump also criticized Biden, who opted to travel to Ukraine this week, rather than visit the residents of East Palestine. I think he should have come here. I think he should have been here. He should have been here, and he chose to go a different route, Trump told Breitbart News. Watch, Donald Trump, Joe Biden should have been in East Palestine but chose to go a different route. Meanwhile, Buttigieg, who has been viewed by Americans as relatively inaccessible and delayed regarding his response to transportation-related incidents, is still failing to answer key questions. Video footage shows Buttigieg being escorted from reporters and his press secretary addressing them, instead. However, she refused to answer any questions because of the presence of cameras. When faced with questions about why it took Buttigieg 3 weeks to visit East Palestine, after former President Donald Trump, the press secretary did not provide an answer and, instead, opted to complain about cameras. I'm happy to have a conversation with you. I do not want to be on camera, she said. I would like you guys to turn your cameras off, she repeated as one reporter asked. Don't you think you should be able to ask, sick, questions from the American public? Absolutely. I would like to do it without the camera on. Buttigieg's spokeswoman continued, dismissing other inquiries because of the cameras and contending she could not have a conversation because people were recording her. Watch.